Good morning, boys and girls, and whenever the pastor asked me to help out this morning, I was preparing a little thing for the boys and girls on Thursday night, and I spoke to the boys and girls about something that, really, some boys and girls don't like. In fact, some boys don't like what I'm going to talk about this morning. So you listen to see if you really like this idea that I had. But you know, I thought to myself, I wonder, boys and girls, have you ever got really dirty? And here's Theo up on the screen, and he has had a real good afternoon out playing, and Theo has come in, and you know this? His face is all covered in dirt. I wonder, has your face ever been covered in dirt? And all down the front of his clothes is, oh, it's all mucky. He must have been playing football or rolling about. Or do you know, he maybe did what I did whenever I was a wee boy. Go out and dig a hole. Do you ever go out and dig a hole? I don't know why I used to do it, but I used to love digging holes. But you know, we boys is like that. But you know, I thought about that and thought about Theo here and how dirty he really got. And I thought, you know, he really would need to clean himself up, wouldn't he? Mommy would tell him, get you into that bathroom. Or maybe Mommy would run up and run the bath and get Theo into the bath because he really, really was really, really dirty. And maybe get the clothes off him. And where does the clothes go? Into the washing machine. But you know, we need washed from time to time. More washed, some of us, than others. But, well, I thought to myself, I wonder, what do you use to get washed? Well, that sounds like a very simple question, but there's a lot of answers, because we found out on Thursday night there was tons of things you could use. But I've brought something with me this morning, and I've been, what's that there? It doesn't say much on the packet, sure it doesn't. It's hard. Oh, here, we'll have to open this. Where do we get it opened here? What do you think this is? Oh, that's lovely. Will you get it out? Oh, you have to give it a good. Oh, look at that there. What do you think that is, boys and girls? It's a lovely, it's a lovely bar of soap. Do you know, boys and girls, you can try all you want, but no matter how much water you use, you need to get the soap, okay? And this is lovely. I got this from the drawer in underneath the sink in the bathroom this morning. Oh, I could just smell that all day long. But you know, it wasn't always like that, because boys and girls, I remember whenever I was a wee boy, I always like to tell you things that happened to me whenever I was a wee boy. And there was one thing that I hated, boys and girls, and that was getting washed in my granny's, because grannies do things really different. And you know, I remember whenever I was a wee boy and I used to dig holes and I got really, really dirty. You used to go in and maybe Granny was making something to eat, and you used to go up to the sink. It was a huge, big, square sink, and you used to reach away over to the far side, and you just hated what was sitting behind the taps. I'm going to show you. I tried to get one of these. You can't get them now. That is what was behind the taps. A big bar of the hardest, the smelliest soap you ever could try to use. And you used to get it and you rubbed it as little as possible. And Granny said, give it a good rub. And you used to have to rub it. And if your face was dirty, you used to have to go, oh dear. Boys and girls, your mummies and daddies and your grannies, I'll tell you, this soap, it was good. But boys, it was smelly. And really, really hard. But you know what, boys and girls? It got the dirt off, didn't it? But you know, boys and girls, that reminds me, the Bible tells us about something that needs to be cleaned. The Bible, boys and girls, tells us we have something that needs to be cleaned. I wonder what that is this morning, boys and girls. Well, the Bible tells us that our heart needs cleaned. Do you know, boys and girls, that we are told that we are born with sin in our hearts? And although we look at ourselves on the outside, we can take a bar of nice soap, or if you're unfortunate enough, a bar of your granny's soap, And we can wash our face. We can wash our hands. And we can see what we look like on the outside, boys and girls. But that's not where God looks. The Bible tells us that God looks at our heart. And God sees what we're really like. And he can see if our heart is full of sin. Do you know what Jeremiah said about the heart? Jeremiah said that the heart is deceitful above all things. Wow. And desperately wicked. Oh, that's really strong language, boys and girls, isn't it? Do you know your heart can be so black with sin, it can be really, really wicked? But boys and girls, how do we get our hearts cleaned? The psalmist said, wash me. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Now we all know this past few weeks how white the snow can be. Boys and girls, the psalmist said to God, wash me. And do you know that God can wash you this morning? But how does he do that? You know, we're told our hearts are full of sin. But boys and girls, the Lord Jesus came and he died on a cross. And on that cross, boys and girls, he shed his precious blood so that we don't have to have a heart that's black with sin. We can be washed this morning by coming to the Lord Jesus and putting our trust in him. And do you know, he will wash our hearts whiter than the snow. Boys and girls, remember, whenever you lift that wee bar of soap to wash your hands, boys, all that smelly stuff, I don't go for it, but it's nice sometimes. But listen, whenever you wash your hands, remember, your heart needs to be washed. Mommies and daddies, your hearts need to be washed this morning. And it's only at Calvary's cross, through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, can our hearts be cleansed. Will you remember that wee story this morning?